Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning, Giles. It's a nice yawn.
Morning. How should we do this?
Well, generally the way that it goes is that you say something and then I say something and then you interrupt. That's...
So what is it? Oh, I just wasn't quick enough to interrupt.
No, you just weren't
knock,
listening.
Knock.
You weren't listening because I was talking, so your head was just going...
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupt.
Moo.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting finished dishwasher.
Beep!
Beep!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting podcaster.
Interrupt.
Anyway, what I think is that my wife's opinion doesn't really matter. Well, that's good. Was that good content? Or have we just done that in every series? The problem is, this is series six?
Seven.
Ben?
Seven.
Is it seven?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Seven.
You're 52. This is series seven.
And the problem is, from about episode four of each series, we tell ourselves we're jaded and need a break. And there's sort of, and five and six and seven and eight. And the last one, I think it was getting quite jaded.
We were not in a good place at the end of last series.
But we did that one that people liked about... the Twitter pylon and the horrors of the culture war and
like
everything.
Talking about the culture war. Have we got any culture war stuff today?
No, the culture war's ended in the 4 months we weren't here. It's all over. Everyone's copacetic. It's fine. There's no racism anymore.
I do think that it is sort of quote unquote cancellation stuff has become so mainstream. I do believe the people who say there's no such thing as cancellation. And Hadley Freeman in Unheard was saying Twitter doesn't matter. It only matters if you make it matter. It does. Twitter does matter if people on Twitter who are angry with you know where you live. That's when it suddenly matters. But if they don't know where you live, Twitter doesn't really matter.
Oh, and if they do know where you live, they don't come. They know where Boris Johnson lives. They don't necessarily go around there. But the culture war goes on apace and has moved on. I mean, we are very much here. Should we talk about that? So there was a good piece in the Sunday Times, Rosamund Irwin.
She's doing great work at the moment.
Good on you, Ros.
She did
a thing about sensitivity readers.
Yeah.
And which is quite interesting. So, and I don't think treading over old ground. You know, I have got in trouble for a number of things I've written in the Times. We don't have sensitivity readers. But we do have sub-editors.
Yeah, they're called the backbench. Yeah. And if you've ever met anyone on the backbench.
Yes, sensitivity is not really the thing.
Not their strong point.
Yeah, no, it's true. But we know increasingly we do have them a bit. But there's a big thing in fiction. So we all know if you're working for a mainstream, centre-right, well-funded media outlet, then you can say whatever you like, pretty much without worrying that you're going to be closed down, because that is your job. If you are working for The Guardian or the BBC, where there are more young left-leaning people who are more likely to take offense, you might have, like Hadley Freeman, like Suzanne Moorhead, you might like this bleed out of the BBC
they are just packing their bags and
Sopel,
running, aren't they? Yeah.
Humphreys, yeah. Marr. And they all went essentially, yes, a bit of cash, but to be free to say what they want. Andrew Marr said when you join the BBC, you have to hang your opinions up at the door. When you go in, and after 40 years, he's come out and picked up his opinions. They turn out to not be very interesting. But, but who cares?
I mean, what opinions does he think he has about...
He has opinions.
His main opinion is don't be a sheep farmer.
His main opinion is that he should be paid another $300,000 a year, which is something I can fully sympathise with. There is this thing with publishing houses. They're the ones that are... It's problematic. The Kate Clancy thing happened while we were off air. Should she have been cancelled? Has she been cancelled? Yeah. Ash Sarkar, Owen Jones, they would say she hasn't been cancelled because her book's available. It is available, but it's all a bit of a mess. So they're now going, their books now can't get out without being sensitivity read because of the power in the marketing departments. Very young people, publishing is very low paid, it's not very highly regarded, there's not a lot of, you know, not much money in it, there's not much respect, you know. So what you basically have is a load of sort of 20 something student types earning 18 grand a year in some sort of in the PR department who walk out at the first mention of anything.
Well, if you're not being paid very much, your job then has to be significant in some other way, doesn't it? So you have to feel like, you know, you have to feel like, right, I'm not being paid very much, but I get Fridays off, and I retain the right never to reply to an email, and I am going to stand up for something that I believe in.
And so that's sort of fine. So they have these sensitivity readers, and Rosamund Omer wrote a great piece about sensitivity readers in publishing houses and how books are getting sort of bowdlerized, and as it used to be in the 18th century, 19th century, but the thing that was shocking was that nobody was on the record, and it was a major agent said, the CEO of a massive publishing house said, a famous novelist said, none of them would give their names. It's sort of like publishing was in Russia under Stalin, where the books which actually said anything that you really wanted to say had to be smuggled out up someone's arse on a microfilm. And so Peter said that it could be published in the West, and the publishing houses that were nameless and were invisible. And it was quite. And I thought, now, just writing the culture war is bad, I reserve my right to say, to call a thing by its 1970s epithet. It's not a thing. There are a couple of stories which shade into it. For example, this week, did you see the story about Bella J. Dark?
No.
5-year-old. Published a book.
Oh, yes. And my cat's gone missing or something.
Our cat's gone missing. And we'll come to it later because people want to hear about Mo.
No, they don't. And she needs to sell 1,000 copies to break a record.
World record for Bella J., a published author at 5. While most Litlands are only just starting to write properly, a British girl has become the world's youngest published author, age 5. Bella J. Dark stunned her parents last year when she told them she was going to make a book. Ginger Fire Press has now produced The Lost Cat, which is available on Amazon at Waterstones for £4. Picture thing. Now, perhaps only books by 5-year-olds can now be published.
Are you saying that difficult texts need to be rewritten by 5-year-olds?
Oh, Bella J.
Are you saying that American Psycho needs to be rewritten by a 5-year-old?
American Psycho is really problematic. When American Psycho by Bret Easton Ellis came out in about 1991 or two, I would have cancelled it. I was so appalled. Two scenes in it. One when there's a scene in the aquarium or the reptile house.
Because whenever you describe things from American Psycho,
they
kind of stay with me for
right.
like days.
Well, and the one with the nun when he cuts her.
Yes, and the rusty coat hangers. Yeah.
What's the sensitivity reader going to do with that? Well, we're handed over to Bella J, published 5.
I wonder how her book is doing.
The Lost Cat. It could be called The Lost Nun's Head.
What's Bella J. Dark? Let's see how she's doing on Amazon.
Oh, to claim the official Guinness World Record, Bella J. needs to meet just one more criteria, selling at least 1,000 copies. Oh, Richard Osman could just buy all of those.
It is 64 in books, so it's in the top 100.
Fucking hell, 64 in books. I would dream I have never been 64 in books.
It's got fives, it's got 4 reviews, and it's scored 5 out of 5.
Should we go on and give it a shit review?
No.
This was rubbish.
God.
I thought this was crap.
Moving on, about cats. Is it time to talk about the main enemies in your life today?
Ben, can you smell cat piss? No? Well, I mean, Esther's been cleaning up a lot of cat piss, and she's got a special anti-piss torch.
Because that's my job, the doyen of anything that smells bad. I've got a special piss torch. So what's happening?
Giles Corran has no idea. A podcast brought to you by Giles Corran, 52, journalist, and Esther Walker, 41, cat piss cleaner.
Yeah. We are unable to use those microchip cat flap things because the microchip in Mo's neck is in the wrong place. So we are stuck.
So they don't work.
They don't work. So we have the cat
normal
flaps
cat
have
flaps.
To just be flappy and open. And we have this male unneutered ginger tomcat who comes into our house, hassles our cats, eats their food, and then pisses all over my house.
And he sprays. And Esther has this special piss torch.
I have a piss torch. It's very good. You get it on Amazon. Turn all the lights off and you shine the torch and it lights up the piss.
Yeah, and it's pretty extraordinary. And you can see, and she says, no, if you go over there, you'll find it's where the cat sort of shuffles up backwards and then goes splat, and then you see it dribble down. And then you wipe it off with bleach. I'm really hoping, my main thing is, now you've got this piss torch, what if you went round our loo next to our bedroom after I've come back piss from the pub?
There will be piss everywhere.
Will you just find my piss
everywhere?
I don't want to
know.
Don't shine the... Well, you're the one who puts all the toilet rolls on their posh loo roll holder right next to the loo, not understanding that Sam comes in and accidentally...
No, but I understand now and I will be removing them.
Yeah.
So the ginger cat that comes into our house, we call Bad Cat.
And he's a bad cat. And Mo has basically left again. But yeah. Now we know there are people who feed Mo around. And there is a guy who texted me when Mo went missing and said this guy. And there's an old guy with dementia who Mo hangs out with a lot. And the guy, although he's been asked but not to feed Mo, just feeds Mo. Our attitude is generally, if Mo is going and hanging with some old lonely guy who's got Alzheimer's.
God, yeah, Mo is going to be a kind of an emotional support cat.
Yeah, then Mo is better off. Yeah. It's also that this old guy is obviously better company than I am.
Definitely,
but, which is absolutely fair enough. And so you're not going to go up there and tell this old guy not to feed him, because I think it's really nice as long as Mo comes back from time to time and says hello.
Yeah, which he does. And also Mo, and I think I'm sure this is true of most sort of even neutered male cats. They have patterns of behaviour where they wander off for a bit and then they come back for a bit. Before half term, he was here all the time and sort of hanging and sleeping, and he was in at night.
But this cat comes in, pisses everywhere.
Yeah.
So Mo's coming back much less. Comes around, has a sniff, goes away.
Yeah.
Iris, obviously there was an episode when Iris's kittens are clearly the children of this ghastly cat. So we want to get rid of Bad Cat.
Mm.
And the point about it is, the column thing, which listeners may not have seen coming, is that we have this big, ugly, mad, male, colonizing thing thumping at our walls, wanting to come in, wanting to make this his home. But we think it's our home and the home of our cats and not him. And it's the worst thing in our life. It's the Vladimir Putin.
We did notice that the Bad Cat, who we see around, we know what Bad Cat looks like.
We have photos.
And Vladimir Putin's new face.
Yeah.
His cat-like Botox face. Weirdly similar.
Bad Cat looks like Vladimir Putin. And you come in the morning, come down in the morning, and there is Vlad, shoots out with his mouth full of kitty cat. And you just think, there is actually a sort of a column there in... What should I do about this cat? Sanctions. What should I freeze the bank accounts of three of his friends randomly? Shall I? What about what kind of pipeline can I close down? Is the cat food?
Is that not a concept? There's been so much sort of grandstanding about how. I mean,
it was, because what's scary is nuclear bombs.
But that's not funny. You don't want to.
It's really just not funny. Sam in the car today said, "Have we got nuclear bombs?" And I went, "Yes, we have." And he said, "Phew." Right, that is a really Cold War era notion of.
Yeah.
And he said, but have Russia got nuclear bombs? And I went, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He asked if China had nuclear things, and I didn't know, but I assume so. There's a problem. My column is once again going to be in that slot where the comments underneath are.
Yeah.
So lovely to read something bright and breezy in these dark times.
And then
underneath it, how can this smug, privileged white man make jokes at a time like this where we want to read about, but you know, it's literally that. I am literally, as I was with Brexit, the virus, all these things which I try and either joke about them or not talk about them, which is great for the people who want them to be joked about or not talked about, and terrible for all the sincere people.
Do you know what the solution to that is?
What?
Don't read the comments.
There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I quite enjoyed Worker Let Go for poor social media skills. Giles Corran was fired from the Times yesterday for... Oh no, no, a marketing executive was unfairly dismissed by a holiday park company after bosses said she was poor at winning likes on social media. Sylvia Williams, 60, said she was put through a sham redundancy process engineered by managers to get rid of her as the business's social media profile allegedly slumped. Senior figures Lions Holiday Parks were said to be unhappy that the company had, quote, fallen behind competition and blamed the decline on Williams being in charge of its social media. I mean, look, they've gone, we need a social media campaign. Let's get that 60-year-old lady to do it. It's like, already...
Well, no, what I think the point would be, if she's... How old she is and whether she's a man or a woman or anything is all completely irrelevant. I mean, but does she have any experience? It doesn't sound like she does. It doesn't sound to me like she's madly qualified.
It's a little bit where I would go, oh, you need someone with good social media skills to run your campaign. Yeah. Allow me...
Oh, and then you could write a series of tweets at like 1 a.m. You could, like, drunk tweets.
Quite funny.
You could do drunk tweets.
So what is it? It's what Holiday is Park Company. Right. So it's come to this Holiday
What's
Park
it
Company.
What's it called? What's it called?
What?
What's a holiday park?
Lions, L-Y-O-N-S, Lions Holiday Parks.
And let's have a little look at Lions Holiday Park, shall we?
Okay. Meanwhile, I will do things like...
I wasn't going to say anything, but have a look at this little shed that they want you to stay in.
Oh, my word. Is that the staff quarters?
No, that's the inside of your holiday home.
Why has it got a triangular table to fit to sort of niche into the corner there by a microwave? This must be... No, come on, this is not... This is.
Can I please see the story? Can I see the story?
Yeah, this can't be where anybody goes on holiday. It says... It's called 2008 Delta Santana. Start simple, start with the Santana. This is the ideal model for first-time holiday home buyers. Oh, buyers who are looking for outstanding value for money alongside spacious, practical, open, planned living. It's 31,000 quid you can buy it and it's 12 feet by 36 feet. Why, that's nearly as big as our kitchen table. Recruitment and jobs. Join the family. Ooh, vacancies. Working for us.
Vacancies, social media.
Do you like vacancies and social media?
Yeah, I think...
I'm 52. I'm probably a bit young for them.
Do you think you've... Are you saying that you need to apply for the job as their social media?
I'm right to apply for a job as the...
Okay,
thing.
Fine. So column...
The first thing you need to do is get rid of these horrible trailers and buy some castles.
Yes, exactly. So...
England?
You're
holiday
going
in England.
To blah, 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 blah. It might be quite difficult to do it without being very, very rude about to... I might sound a bit entitled with
my posh holidays and all that.
Anyway, think about it. It's still quite funny.
Well, there's another job I could apply for.
Oh, yes? Tell me.
Happiness is not an emotion lawyers readily associate with the high-pressure world of city deal-making.
Oh, my God.
Many partners at such firms are paid more than £1 million a year, and newly qualified solicitors can earn starting salaries of more than £160,000. Yet stress and burnout rates are high, which is why one candidate for a top role at a magic circle firm wants to bring a little more joy to the harassed solicitors putting all-night shifts on their clients' latest mergers by creating the role of Chief Happiness Officer.
Whoa. But they've already got that sort of crap at...
It's Clifford Chance, one of the five so-called magic circle international law firms in the UK. 75 things to say to a lawyer to make them happy.
Yes. I mean, presumably they quite like being at work because otherwise they wouldn't last 6 months because all it is work.
Family life is overrated.
Yeah, yes. Family life is overrated.
Family life is overrated. Don't worry, mate. I don't know my children's names either.
Exactly. The nanny's probably doing a better job.
Yeah.
Than you. There's a sale on large watches.
What?
I don't know. Don't they all wear massive watches?
No, something like, don't worry, having a big expensive car does mean you've got a big penis.
Yep. Don't worry, the fridge in the kitchen has recently been restocked with Perrier. That's the kind of thing they care about.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look on the bright side, in 3 days they'll let you go home for a shower. My mate Adrian Chang, who's now like world head of Herbert
Is
Smith,
he world king?
Regional world king global, and he was a solicitor and he was just this best mate at university. Then after university, you know, he literally would come home at 3 a.m. I shared a flat with him for a while, take off his tie, have a shower, put on a fresh tie, go back to the office. And we said, what the fuck are you, what are you doing, AD? What, he said, it's just photocopies. Most of it's just photocopies.
Yeah.
And it would always be his, and as he rose up the company, I said, what's going on? He's saying, it's just more important photocopying. And it was always being his, what are they called when they become partners? So it's my partner. So there's a partner who wants me to do this and the thing. And then he became a partner when he was about 38 or 39. And he was still always at work all the time. And I said, what's going on, man? He said, I've got to oversee the photocopying. I don't trust their photocopying anymore. And then they moved him. He's from Singapore. They moved him back to Singapore to run the Southeast Asia finance division of Herbert Smith.
And you went to see him?
And I went to see him because I hadn't seen him for years because he'd been out there because he's too busy working ever to even come back to England. So he married a German wife, two lovely kids, everything. Yeah, life out there in Singapore is great. Food's better, whatever. And I went to see him and he's like 53 and one of the biggest lawyers in Asia. And we met up to go and have some noodles or something. He said, look, yeah, I'll be there about 7:30. I've got to get back to work. I said, but you run this entire thing. What is it? And he looked at me and he said, you know, it really is basically just photocopying. What about the Bite Me Burger Challenge in Marlborough, Wiltshire?
No, I've had enough now. I need a wee and I'm tired and I've got nothing else
to say. What about going on holiday post White Lotus?
Why have you saved that until now? That's a good one.
Okay, let's do it. It's this brilliant thing about set on a sort of holiday island in Hawaii-ish, and super, super rich, super wealthy, and they arrive by boat, and there's the staff and the manager's wonderful guy
Aloha.
In a Hawaiian shirt. Aloha.
Aloha.
And because he's from New Zealand, or Australia, one or the other.
And
it's all very much about the people who put a brave face on, you know, who look so happy and smiley when they're welcoming you on holiday, but the dark underbelly of their lives, what it's really like, the misery and the loneliness, and the cultural appropriation, a lot of the thing. This was Hawaii. It's a thing I've seen doing my amazing hotel show, that, you know, people, the sort of local people, indigenous people, are sort of faintly compelled, you know, the cringy dance,
yeah,
local dance routine at 6 p.m, the Hawaiian style banqueting feast with the guy saying, this is what we do for our ancestors, and they're just dying inside.
Mm.
Because their land has all been taken by the hotel and all of this kind of a thing. And it has in it these awfully entitled super rich people in it. And there's a honeymooning couple, and there's a guy who's been given a slightly wrong room, and he goes absolutely fucking tonto. And then we went on holiday.
And I watched this before
yes,
you
to watch
watched
it, before
it.
Me.
I watched it for you, just dying for you to watch it. Because
you thought that I was the bastard.
Yeah.
You actually literally thought, I can't wait for Giles to see
that. I can't wait for Giles to see it, because maybe...
I want you to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest so you can see Nurse Ratched. I want you to see Macbeth so that you can see Lady Macbeth. Actually, that's a
I'm not a very good Lady Macbeth.
I want you to see Timon of Athens. No, what's he called? Titus Andronicus. Uh-huh. So that you can see Tamora, Queen of the Goths.
Yeah.
Who boils her children's head in a... No, not her children. Anyway.
But I was totally vindicated because you did watch White Lotus. Yes. And without any instruction from me, you saw... Immediately.
Oh my god, the spoil rich, very, very handsome with a great body guy.
Yeah. Just ruining the holiday.
Ruining the whole holiday with his demands.
Yes.
And I just thought of all the holidays that we've been on, which I've ruined.
No, you haven't. Obviously, that is some very, very extreme behaviour, and they're extrapolating from a thing which happens to a lot of couples, I'm sure. I don't think you're alone in seeing a bit of yourself in this man. Obviously, it's been completely exaggerated for kind of full effect. But yeah, definitely, there have been... I love you, and it's all fine, but there have been holidays that have been...
Most famously, the Hotel de Russe. Because they promised me a view of the city, and it wasn't a view of the city, it was a view of a wall.
No, but
yes, the wall was in the ancient city of Rome, but it's not what people mean.
And then at the Avis car hire place in Nice in South France, you threatened to throw their computer through a plate glass window if they didn't give you the car. Although, to be fair, in both times, the room that they'd given us was horrid in that hotel. It was kind of dark and in a basement.
And the queue was very long at the Avis.
Yeah, and Avis, they tried to give us a shake.
J'avais hurlé l'ordinateur dans la fenêtre avec
un
terrible crash. Yeah.
And I just sort of sat down in the waiting chairs and looked at the woman like, this is your problem now.
While I just shout and scream and rant.
You don't really do that anymore, but there's certainly... Anyway, so you saw yourself reflected in this man, which is basically, I couldn't have engineered it. It was like the play in Hamlet. Where like they like
the do play a, within the play, the
yeah,
mousetrap.
They do a play to like
the play's
show...
the thing where I'll catch the conscience of the Jilly.
Exactly, and White Lotus was that. For
it
you.
Showed me my failings. It held a mirror up to nature.
It did, and it was absolutely extraordinary. And it sort of worked like a charm because recently, when we went on holiday, I saw you check your behaviour in all sorts of very impressive ways. When confronted
well,
with
look,
the...
for example, when I sat down, there we are on the beach in Oman, the beautiful hotel, you're in the breakfast thing, you order the handmade crepes with Nutella, and it's not fucking Nutella. This is not Nutella. This is a hazelnut and chocolate-based spread, I grant you. But it's not branded Nutella. It's some American... I paid money for this. My children are, you know?
No, there was something else that you were about to go a bit White Lotus on, and I can't remember what it is now, because you sort of climbed, because you realised it was about the... What was it about? It was about the... Was it... It wasn't about...
Oh, it was when...
It was about when you thought they poured our wine into someone else's glass.
They
you
had! Went,
they hadn't!
This wine, okay, which is called Mirabeau. It sounded a bit like Miraval, but wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's very, very expensive. Like it's a 10 quid in Waitrose and 60 quid in a kind of resort.
Once they shipped it across the...
And he brought the wrong wine, a cheaper rosé to pour us. And he said that wasn't our...
In the first instance, he brought us the wrong bottle of wine, which made us panic a little bit that they weren't quite... on whose bottle was
sent him back to bring our wine, and he clearly poured our more expensive wine into those Germans sitting at the other table, who were sitting there very quietly enjoying the wines that I'd paid for. And then he tried to, and then I wanted to.
It's on a level of the.
Do you remember when he? God, but no. But what was the thing that he failed to book us into? It was the Asian street food night.
We the Tali night. You know,
Tali night. They have a Tali. There's a lot of South Asian staff. Very good Indian cooking there. Tali night. Our guy, our personal butler, which is not a very entitled thing to say. If you've got a personal butler, he should do some goddamn butling. And he didn't show up at breakfast that morning to ask us where we wanted to have dinner. And when it came to dinner time, the tally was fully booked.
Mm-hmm. But
I work hard for my holidays.
But the thing is...
You ruined it.
This is the difference between you... And the guy in White Lotus, in that his money is kind of inherited and he's kind of entitled spoiled judge.
Right, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I'm a self-made man.
I mean, ish.
I mean, kind of not.
Kind of ish and like not.
Not really.
Yeah, but anyway, you do earn a salary. I suppose he earns a salary as well.
Hmm.
Anyway, and what made it kind of doubly extra was that his new wife was also like quite a slaggy, not very good journalist as well.
Yes.
So the parallels were just sort of... with the big boobs. Anyway, so...
It's very interesting. Yes, he was an angry, entitled
white
man throwing his toys out of the pram, being slightly giving the heebie-jeebies to his sort of feckless, large-breasted wife who was desperately trying to get a blog going.
Yeah.
And then, 3 weeks later, you and I went on holiday. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea. You can listen to us on the Times Radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.